It's about to go down.
All right.
So we gonna teach you the basics of being ratchet.
Ratchet. Who is this?
Let them know, okay?
Brittany,
it's Britt, and Real Housewives of Atlanta kept it ratchet last night. The girls had to check Apollo for his little sit-down with Kenya.
That is the I'm not a child. I don't need someone to hold my hand.
Kenya's sidekick, Lawrence, encourages this mess.
Kenya and Apollo have Angelina and Brad's chemistry.
Kenya wanted drama, so she made another couples night.
A redo of couples night.
The one you up.
What is she thinking? We're trying to put couples night behind us.
The drama arrives over menopause questions.
Candy a while back said, Nene, you still have a period.
I guess she wants to still have the flow. Flow on.
And cheating comments by Apollo.
All people cheat. I feel like some given point, there's a breaking point.
The men and women split up. Phaedra and Kenya disagreed over Apollo.
I have asked you not to speak to my husband outside of my company. You should respect that.
We don't want to be your friends. Let that be known.
You know what? I know you don't want to be my friend, but please don't speak for your husband. Yesterday, that's not what he said.
Meanwhile, Greg came at Peter for getting in Nene's face a while back.
I'm telling you, you better not get your ass in my wife.
My friend, I'm going to tell her how I do. You want to live?
I'm going to tell her how I feel.
You want to live?
Ooh, Greg. Nene settled it.
You are the only husband, boyfriend, fiance that gets involved in women's business. You stop trying to be a damn bitch.
What was the most ratchet moment of that episode? Tweet me at 2PrettyBritty and at Russ Parr Show. And for more ratchet reality, go to RussParrMorningShow.com. Tamar, what do you think was the most ratchet part of that episode?
Well, let me tell you something. I do think there was several ratchet moments, okay? But, you know, the one that sticks out to me the most was, you know, Miss Kenya. I ain't talking about Kenya, you know, per se, but just any woman who feels like it's okay to have somebody's husband and have a conversation with them just one-on-one and try to be friends with him and not the wife. Mm. That right there is slap nation moment, okay?
Super ratchet.
I'm just sorry, you know, and I just feel like I have to read all the Kenyans of the world who just be trying it.
Read them.
And then come to the face of the wife and be like, well, you need to ask him. I think he needs to speak for himself. No, ho, I'm going to speak for me, you, and him, okay?
Preach.
That's my man.
All right.
I'm sorry I got all in my feelings for 5 minutes, but that's okay. I'm out of it. But I don't like that stuff. You know, I'm real, real protective of my Teddy Rupskin, and I wish... somebody would try me like that. I mean, you know, I just feel like she tried Phaedra like that because she felt that she could.
Right.
Now, she wouldn't try Nene like that. See what I'm trying to say?
All right. Thank you for keeping it real, Tamar.
I'm sorry.
Nah, that's just...
Ooh. And with all that being said, we'll be right back.